You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's something that Jeremy and I want to expand on, this story that we've touched on before about how nearly half of Americans claim they are bored during most of their work week. In other words, more than half the time at work, half of Americans are bored out of their mind.
Which is unfortunate, I guess. I mean, you in your mind, you hope that people are at work every day. They love what they're doing. They're excited to be there. But instead, you're just sitting there twiddling your thumbs and you're like, man, I got to do this again today.
Yeah.
But I get it. Luckily, we don't have that with our jobs, but mm-hmm. I can see it with our like sales department. You know, I know when it's one of these bored days because a lot of them come down here and just kind of wander. Our buddy Arkansas Brandon that works here with the mm-hmm. with that Arkansas twang to
you
him.
You know when he's bored, right?
God, he just comes in, hangs out. What are you doing? What's going on? Like, don't you have things to sell, things to do?
Yeah, we do. We are blessed with this job because there will be people who ask me, like, you've done this a long time. What do you like about your job so much? And I'm like, I think one of the best ways I can put it is that the job is the same every day, and yet it's completely different every day.
Sure.
We're doing the same basic task, but everything we talk about and every person that we talk to on the phones or whatever, they're different. So it's not like every day we come in and talk about how people are bored at work. Tomorrow we'll talk about something completely different.
Yes.
So the framework is the same. But we get to change it up. It's almost like if you're on an assembly line and every day something different is coming down that line.
Yeah, like, instead of the Snicker bars today. Yeah.
Right. Instead of the same old widget, yeah. Every day it would be something else on the assembly line.
Well, it's truly because the benefit of us is, you know, we get to meet new people every day. We're not stuck in an office with the same 20 people. You know, we are truly talking to hundreds of thousands of people. And some of you are calling in and texting in. And that's what keeps it fresh for us, which is awesome. Yeah. But let me ask you, Dom, it's like if you are stuck at one of these jobs where you're like, here we go again, what mm-hmm. do you do to keep it fresh and keep the excitement there? That's difficult.
I don't know, sleep with a coworker?
Well, we're done here. You know that you're not wrong, right?
You made me think, you know, right off the top of my head. I'm like, well... You might have had a little pizzazz to work.
I did it, and then I married her.
So I'm just... That's a great question.
Yeah, what do you do?
Let's build a hypothetical Dom and Jeremy listener here. And by the way, lines are open for you to respond to this at 303-691-1649. And we know we're pushing some buttons right now with people who are on their way to work that they like the job, but they're bored. And that, see, so this is different from, oh, I hate my job. This is people who, like, according to this survey, 71% of the people say they're happy with their current role. It's, they just get bored.
You're bored. You know, I mean, so, I can see this. I mean, think of firefighters. My God, my dad was in the fire department for 100 mm-hmm. years. It's like those guys, you know, if they're not on calls and stuff, what are you doing all day? You're just kind of sitting around, hanging out, rolling your hose and, you know.
Rolling your hose.
Making chili. You're probably like, ugh.
Dad, and they all get on the truck and go show off at the grocery store.
Yeah, they
I mean,
do.
Firefighters don't
They put on
me.
The tightest t-shirt possible and then yep. go wander the produce department.
They think they're fooling people. No, you're just going to show off. Stop.
Knock it off.
Okay, let's build a hypothetical Dom and Jeremy listener who's going, let's say they're in an office. I know there's, you know, people who are landscapers and stuff like that, but let's say for the sake of argument, it's somebody in an office. Let's say they're in a cubicle and let's say that they are doing the same task on a computer screen every day. Yeah. Okay. Now, what can they do for your question, Jeremy? Yeah. What can they do to spice up their day and not be bored by it? Is it like I know, for instance, Liz, who runs our promotions and marketing department. And I've worked with Liz since the freaking mid-90s. All right. She will occasionally completely rearrange her office. So
yes.
that the desk is in a different
she
spot.
She just did.
This
yes.
is in a different spot. She changes
She's
all the stuff.
She's standing
on her
now
desk.
Versus sitting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
So you could change the workspace since you can't change the job. But what else could you do? Different hours, maybe?
Different hours. I'm a big fan of showing initiative and actually just going and talking to your boss and being like, where else can I excel here? Give me some new duties. Give me some new, you know, new things I can do. Where, how can I expand? That's going to be the biggest thing, I think, is you got to just ask for something else.
That's good.
How can I exceed? How can I excel here? Give me some
more
things.
If you could
do
flex time, it would be interesting. Say, I'm going to start coming in for a while at 1 p.m. and I'll stay until 8 p.m. just for a change of pace every once in a while, so that some days you have all of your morning hours free to do a bunch of stuff, and then you stay late, and I'm sorry, you give up your TV show for one or two nights because you're going to work. I mean, and having a different schedule on the clock could be enough to kind of reset your brain a little bit,
You're not
too.
Seeing the same people every morning when you're driving in. You're like, oh, there's those cars again. It's a whole new world, really.
So let's see. You rearrange your office. You ask for different responsibilities.
Yep.
You do different hours. And
put
give me one more.
Netflix on your laptop. You could, like, sharpen your skills, honestly, like, start researching, you know, your industry, contacts, you know, just take whatever you do and take it to another level somehow.
Well, you know what would be interesting?
Network.
You know, along those lines is, let's say you're doing a task on the computer screen every day.
Yeah.
You could figure out a way on your own to improve the system.
There you go.
Okay, so that you are finding a way, you do it since you do it every day, you might find a way that it would be better, and then you can take that to the company and say, here's what I've been, you know, studying for the last couple of months. I think let's try doing that. And you could change the way something is done.
And then they'll implement it, and you'll save the company hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then they'll fire you.
Aubrey wrote in and said people also might be getting bored because they're in a job that they can do, but that doesn't inspire them. I'm sure that's true, but think of the number of jobs that have to be done that, I hate to say this, but
just
almost by definition,
done, right?
But almost by definition cannot be, quote, inspiring. All right.
Yes.
Like, I'm not knocking any job. I'm just talking about that. Like, people want to go, let's say, to a fast food place and they want to get a burger at lunch or whatever. Those people working behind the counter, I don't know if they, you know, they're making a living, they're making money at least, and they're providing a service. But is that an inspiring job? And then I wonder how many millions of jobs are like that, that they are basically required, but you wouldn't normally think of them as inspiring.
Right, I guess you've got...
I'm not trying to insult
there,
anybody or make anybody upset. I'm just thinking out loud here.
You've got to find an aspect within that that is somehow inspiring, you know? Maybe you start looking to the corporate side of things and, you know, work up to that.
Sure.
I guess that's where
you're
going to find your inspiration.
But then somebody else is going to have to do that uninspiring job.
Right.
You were talking about the people, you like, who fold the clothes at the Gap.
Right. God, I did that. I worked at American Eagle when I was younger. You know,
okay.
It was like, God, I'm folding and folding and folding.
Yeah, I don't know if that's inspiring. Maybe
it's
some
not.
People say, Dom, you're wrong. Maybe some people say, Dom, you're completely wrong. I used to do that job. It was very inspiring. I loved it. Okay, great. Just like there's a Jack for every Jill, I suppose there's a job for every person.
I'm still going to. It's like you got to find the nugget somewhere in there that makes it all worthwhile.
Well, yeah, right.
I don't know, man.
Bridget wrote in and said, I used to get bored at work. Then I took some online classes and trained for another job at my same company. It took me almost a year, but then I shifted to that position. It has changed my world for the better. I highly recommend it. So she didn't quit her job. She just did some online classes and moved to something else in that same company.
That's that showing initiative again. Maybe go in and ask if you can shadow somebody for a while, you know, and shadow them and, you know, talk about what they do and maybe work up to where they are. Shadow
I love
a
this,
manager.
I love companies that move people around. I mean, not to be self-serving and promote my books, but I wrote a book for kids, a book series many years ago called the Galahad series. And it's about 251 teenagers on a spaceship traveling for years to a new world. Well, there's so many different jobs on that ship that has to be done that the kids all worked like in one department for 6 months. Then they shifted to another department for 6 months. Then they shifted to another so that they were constantly rotating different jobs throughout the ship. So they never got bored or complacent or stuck in a rut with working just in the, you know, the health department or working in the engineering department or something like that. So I'm wondering how many businesses could actually do that, or have we become so specialized that
maybe
don't want people to do, like at a radio station, there's on the air, there's promotions and marketing, there's sales, there's the business manager, there's HR, there's... Is it the kind of thing where people would want to even rotate between departments so that they don't get bored with what they're doing?
Yeah, so like every other month, everybody just switches up.
I'm just wondering. And I don't know if anybody wants to, because again, we're a specialized world, right? People go and get a college degree so they can do one thing with that degree.
Yeah.
Rather than learning how to wear a bunch of different hats, which could A, do two things, keep you from getting bored, and at the same time, make you empathetic to other people, because suddenly you're walking a mile in their shoes.
Yeah, you know what they go through every day now. That's
pretty
good.
What they go through.
That's pretty good.
And so I don't know if
would this really happen? This would never happen.
No, that's just it. I don't know if it's it's one of those things that would be a great cure, but yet may not be realistic just because of the way we train people anymore.
Right. To fill the peg fills the hole, you know, and that's all you do. Shannon says, I think most people are bored because they're just lazy. They don't want to show initiative or grow or do better. Yeah, that's probably a huge point, Shannon.
Yes, she's right.
And yes, you're right.
Well, people are different, as we like to point out on this show. People are different, and you're going to get some people who are very driven, and you're going to get other people who just want to be carried along.
Yeah, just coast through life.
Right. Jordan, I mean, that will always be the case.
Jordan says, could it really be inspiring to be a mortician? I think so.
We've talked to some on the show, and they seem to love their job.
Yes.
Don't they? Everyone we've talked to seems very happy in their work.
It's
working
a very
with stiffs.
Quiet workspace. You get your work done. Yeah, nobody's really bothering you.
Your customers never complain.
And isn't it inspiring to kind of know that you're doing a service where the family sees that person again? You know, that they look good, and that's got to be kind of inspiring. And I guess. Again, that's a job maybe I'd want to try out for like a week or two just to see what they go through. But, again, you could get bored. You're like, oh, another body. That's the bottom line. You're like, oh, God. Putting lipstick on a dead person again.
There's a ton of text messages coming in about this from a lot of business owners sharing with us what they try to do to make things not as routine-based for their employees. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's put it this way. It's got to help with retention. It has to.
It can't hurt
retention is what I'm saying. I mean, it may not be the cure-all, but I don't think it could hurt.
Nah.
If people try some different things, and again, you learn what other people are doing in their day. We used to do live audience shows on Fridays back when we were allowed to do that. Oh, the good old days. And we would have 10 listeners come in every Friday. We called it Live Audience Friday. And there was one Friday where we didn't bring listeners in, but we brought our sales department in. Do you remember that?
Mm-mm.
They all had to get up early with their pajamas on and come in. And they all sat in the studio for that live show just so they could see what their morning show was actually doing. Rather than just hearing it come out of the speakers, they sat there and they watched us do everything. And every one of them said afterwards, I had no idea what you guys actually did.
Yeah, it was a nice little show and tell.
And they work here.
Right.
And they had no idea.